AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is acknowledging he took three trips last year aboard a private plane owned by Republican megadonor Harlan Crowe. The AP's Mark Sherman.
It follows a series of reports in the spring by the investigative news site ProPublica that detailed years of travel and gifts that Crowe has provided to Thomas and his wife, Ginny. And it also comes while principally Democrats in Congress are pressing the Supreme Court to adopt an ethics code.
Former President Trump has pleaded not guilty in Georgia's election subversion case, and he's seeking to sever his case from other defendants charged with him who are seeking a speedy trial. Meantime, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is dismissing as political theater efforts by fellow Republicans to punish the prosecutor who's bringing the case.
The bottom line is that in the state of Georgia, as long as I'm governor, we're going to follow the law and the Constitution, regardless of who it helps or harms politically.
A Missouri judge has ruled an 84-year-old white man will stand trial for shooting Ralph Yarl, a black teen who went to the man's house by mistake last April. Andrew Lester's attorney, Steve Salmon.
Our contention is that when Mr. Yarl's grabbing the door handle to come in, that all of a sudden that's the imminent threat, because this guy's a stranger.
Signs of inflation easing. The Fed's preferred gauge, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, up 3.3% in July from a year ago. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
With monthly inflation at 0.2%, the same rate as last month.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street, a downbeat end to the market's first losing month since February. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country has developed a long-range weapon that hit a target some 400 miles away. The comment appears to be a reference to Wednesday's drone strike on an airport in western Russia. This is AP News. The Labor Day holiday travel period is underway, bringing extra volume to America's highways and skyways. Jackie Quinn has a look.
The AAA's Aiska Diaz says travelers are on the move this holiday weekend.
There is that pent-up travel demand post-pandemic.
For those heading to beach or park destinations, make sure they're not impacted by Hurricane Idalia. And for those traveling by car,
gas prices are comparable to what they were last summer.
She says more and more people are flying to overseas destinations this Labor Day weekend.
AAA booking data shows that international travel is up 44%. Compared to last year.
AAA says this is expected to be the peak flying day, with some 52,000 flights booked. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And if you are driving, AAA puts the average price for gas at just over $3.82 a gallon, a little less than last year. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.